from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another day. The year is moving gradually to an end. In a month's time, we'll be celebrating Christmas. So I wish you a Merry Christmas in advance. But one thing is this, you are precious. God loves you, protecting you, protecting your loved one, your family, brethren, is because you are precious to Him. Today, those of you celebrating your birthday, I wish you a very wonderful birthday. It shall be a memorable one. It will make your November month to remember for good in Jesus' mighty name. Many happy returns, long life and prosperity. For those of you marking your special day, today's another beautiful day. It's your turn. Those memorable days will give you joy, will make you happy. And I pray before the year runs out, you will have good memorable days more to be added to the one that you have had before. I thank God for your life. Brethren, let's move into the word of the Lord for today. The word of the Lord for today. The first one shall be taken from the book of Exodus chapter 19 verse 5. Exodus chapter 19 verse 5. It's read, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the heart is mine." Wow. Look at that word. If you will obey my voice indeed. The word indeed makes this one to sound very, very special. If you will obey my voice indeed, that means you are not just hearing for the hearing of it. If you now will truly give ear to my voice and keep my agreement, you will be my special property out of all the people, for all the heart is mine. That's what the Lord is saying. You'll be a special person if you obey God completely. Let's ask ourselves. Don't wait for another person to ask you. Am I obeying God completely? Am I indeed listening to His voice? Am I searching for the word of God? Most of us, because we are so precious to Him, and He has been doing so many wonderful things for us due to the blood that was shed on Calvary. The blood corrected, erased, and established so many things for us. That's why we are enjoying the grace. You know, you are just saying it, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. This very verse has turned so many things around because we are precious. Brethren, God created you specially. You are precious to God, very, very precious. But how are you handling the things of God? Are you listening to His word? Exodus 19:6 goes further. He said, "And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." So we are on assignment. You are precious, but at the same time on assignment. You are on assignment. I am on assignment. So if you understand the word, it's our duty to share it with others. We will definitely become the priest of God, a pastor, an evangelist, doing what the word you understood. You go on telling others, ministering in the word that you understood. You have heard it and you understood it. Then you will become special. As a servant of God, I have been dwelling in the word, ministering the word. Though I don't know all, but I am very proud. The little that I understood, I spread it. I don't have my mouth closed because I want more people to come into the kingdom of God. We are God's family. We are special to Him because you are precious. You that you are listening to me this morning, I'm telling you, no matter what people might have been doing to you, you are precious. He holds you in His palm. So He's doing great and mighty work on your behalf. Wait for the end. Wait for the result. You are precious. No matter what people say, the Lord said I should tell you today, that you are precious. You are not ordinary. People may do so many things to you. It's because they want to frustrate you out of glory. But the glory has been established. Let me stop here today. By the grace of God, we continue with this tomorrow. To let you know that when He was creating you, He didn't ask for permission from anybody. So nobody can stop you except you stop yourself. But I say, before tomorrow that I'll be coming your way, hold on and hold out. Enjoy divine refreshment of the Lord. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.